about how the devil was standing in the way of your blessings and breakthrough. Come on, tell the people what you told that
well,
devil.
Jimmy,
come on, Diane.
I told the devil
come on.
To get on out of my way, and he's got to move.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I told the devil to get on out of my way, and he's...
You are the Lord God Almighty.
And you are
exalted over all the earth.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
You had to learn how to win. Don't play by the devil's rules. You're in the kingdom of God. You play by heaven's rules. You keep everything under heaven's authority. You play by heaven's rules. Amen. You implement heaven's principles. You don't go down. You know, you don't go get on their level. Oh, you're going to cuss me? Well, hold on. Let me take off my Christianity. Hold on, wait a minute. Child, let me tell you one thing. If this had been 5 years ago, you'd have been on the floor by now. You better thank God I'm saved. Well, you about to lose your salvation right now because you done went back 5 years. No, don't go down to that level. Don't go down in the flesh. If somebody in the flesh, you recognize in the flesh, don't respond to flesh. Jesus never responded to flesh. You just had to look at them and say, boy, they're in the flesh. Look at that flesh kicking up. Look at that flesh. Just tan them up right now and have mercy on them. So now, if they knew the God I knew, they wouldn't be acting like that. If they had peace like me, they wouldn't be doing that. I'm not going to respond to your flesh. Y'all remember that time that lady put me out the office? Gabe was there. He was an eyewitness. We went by there. We was minding our own business. I'm talking to a lady who was our friend, who knew us, was going to help us. I just asked for a printout. Lady in another office. I can't even see her.
We don't have time. We ain't got time for that. We don't have time.
I say, I'm talking to you. Who is this over here? I'm wondering if this somebody throwing their voice, a ventriloquist or something.
We ain't got time.
I say, what? Who's she talking to me? Then she come out at,
we ain't got time for that. We got registered. School start on Monday. We ain't got time.
I said, hold on, wait a minute, ma'am. Hold on a minute. So this is the reason why I'm here. She ain't listening. She started pushing me toward the door. And I got outside the door, wanted to put my foot in the door. I ain't gonna tell you where else I wanted to put it, but in her mouth. See, some of y'all went somewhere else.
We ain't got time.
And before you know it, the door was closed. Me and Gabe out on the hall. Gabe looked at me, he said, Dad, I can't believe she did that to you. I said, son, I can't believe it either. So he was waiting on a response from what we're going to do. I say, there's more than one way to handle it. I said, I'm going to handle this diplomatically. I said, let's just go. Plus, I was teaching on walking in love at the time. So I had a great opportunity to walk out of love. In the flow of her one time. Then y'all have been reading about me in the newspaper. Pastor hits guidance counselor. She's going to live.
That's
Then some of y'all have been saying, that's your church. No, 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 that ain't my pastor. That used to be my church. I used to go there. I don't go there no more. Some of y'all would have disowned me. Praise is an expression of triumph. Psalm 106:47. So if you're praising God in the midst of your trouble, you're expressing triumph in that situation, even though it looks like you're being defeated. Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto your holy name and to triumph in your praise. Praise is an expression of triumph. Praise prepares your heart for the revelation of God. Psalm 103, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You see, praise will prepare your heart for the revelation that God wants to give you of his will. Praise is one way to enter into the presence of God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land, Psalm 100. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. You see, all of that is right there. You're talking about how you come before God. That's how you approach God. You come with thanksgiving and praise. And you come with joy and gladness. Because you're coming to the one that can help you no matter what you're going through. I'm not going to be sad before the Lord just because I got sad circumstances. I'm getting ready to go before God. I want to be joyful in his presence. And I can tell him about my trouble, and then he'll give me wisdom on how to handle it. Jehoshaphat, when he bowed before the Lord and they began to worship God, he told God about all his trouble. And then the Bible says, and then they fell on their face and they began to worship God. They began to praise. See, they took their eyes off their enemy. And they got their eyes back on God. And he said, now, Lord, I got a problem here. Here it is. He mentioned his problem one time. And then all you see after that is their interaction with God. The next time you see his enemies, they are defeated. Because God gave them a strategy of how to win. And God will give you the same thing. He'll give you a strategy on how to win. Praise positions you for the miracles of God. Psalm 50:23 say, whosoever offereth praise, listen here, offers praise. You give praise as an offering to God. Whoso offereth praise glorifies me. And to him that ordered his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. The salvation of God includes his miracles, his delivering power. Amen? Praise God. So praise will position you for the supernatural. Amen? The power of praise and worship prepares your heart to receive from God. Amen? It's one way to position yourself to receive from God. Praise releases the glory of God. It causes God's presence to manifest. Praise releases the power of God against your enemies and against your strongholds. It breaks the power of the devil. It destroys the works, the schemes of the devil. It renders him powerless and helpless to move against you. It causes your enemy to be defeated and to make him run in terror. Your praise invokes the angelic host of God. Your praise takes you to another level in faith because praise and worship and thanksgiving are expressions of your faith. Abraham grew strong in faith, giving glory to God. What was he doing? He was praising God, thanking God, worshiping God, standing in awe of God. Amen. The crippled man, when he received a blessing from the Lord, he was walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. So praise is the evidence that you have received from God. When you really receive a miracle in your life, it'll make you leap, run, and praise God. Amen. And when you couple praise with prayer, then you have a mighty tool of deliverance can come through praise and prayer. Just like when Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16 was in jail, the Bible says, and they prayed and did what? And sang praises. They prayed and they sang praises. And when they did that, even though they were in unfavorable circumstances, they was in a jail, they wasn't in a house, and they had been mistreated and abused and beaten and whipped, and they were even in chains. And when they began to praise and thank God at midnight, in the darkest part of your life, that's the time to start praising God. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know how to get out of that situation, when you don't know what you're going to do with that child, when you don't know when you're going to pay the next bill, you understand? When you don't know how you're going to make it to the next month, that's the time to start praising God. That's the time to stay in faith and not get over into fear and let that heaviness come on you. But a lot of times circumstances will come upon people, and when they have situations that they don't have answers to, they'll let that spirit of heaviness just come in on them. And they lose their joy, they lose their gladness, they lose their peace. Before you know it, they're full of mourning, and they're full of murmuring and complaining. No, when you're going through a difficult time, that's the time to start praising God. That's the time to dig in and say, I'm fixing to praise God. If I don't do anything else, I'm fixing to worship God and praise Him. I'm going to praise God till I get some answers. And Paul and Silas was in a place where they didn't know what tomorrow was going to bring. But they did know one thing. We finna pray and we fixing to praise. And then the Lord, I'm going to tell you, then the Lord, I don't know, tapped his feet a little bit. And an earthquake came just in the jail. And the chains fell off of them. And a jailer got saved. Took Paul to his house. And before the sun came up, they had gone back to the jail so that the man wouldn't get in trouble. That's a miracle. An earthquake happened, nobody lost their life, and not one prisoner escaped. And they wasn't silently praising God. They were singing loud, because the Bible says, and the prisoners heard them. They said, listen to the men over there praising God. Then they in jail, they just got beat up. What are they singing about? Well, they saw when that place started to shake. Fear of God came in that place and nobody moved. You want to shake some things up? You need to start praising God. You want to shake up the devil? You just need to get a place and just start praising God. And then don't worry about how you feel. Whether you feel good or not. Whether you feel like your words hitting the ground or not. You just keep on praising God. You praise God and you just keep on praising God, because the Bible says praise Him continually. That means I'm in the will of God when I'm praising God. I know one thing, I can be in the will of God when I'm praising God. I know I'm in the will of God then. When I'm thanking Him and praising Him, I know I'm in His will. It's always His will for me to praise Him and thank Him. So if I want to get in the will of God and make sure I'm in the will of God in my bad situation, I just know I got to start praising God and giving Him the glory and thanking Him. I'm going to stay in the will of God right here until He tells me what to do. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to let that heaviness come on me. Hallelujah.
Come on, is it happy? Amen. It's all tonight.
Give you a garment of praise for what? The spirit of heaven.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Yeah.